Well, we've got another new friend on the program from an organization that is near and dear to us here at the award-winning For the People. They've been a great resource to us over the many years that we've been working with and learning from Eversource about how to save energy, and their work is being recognized. The sponsors of Energize Connecticut, Eversource and Avangrid, subsidiaries United Illuminating, Southern Connecticut Gas, and Connecticut Natural Gas, have received the 2024 Energy Star Partner of the Year Sustained Excellence Award from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Department of Energy. This is big news. I know that it made my new friend Ricky Jordan very happy, as well as most of his colleagues, if not all of them, over at Eversource. Ricky is the manager of energy efficiency. So, Ricky, I mean, you know, it's early on a Sunday morning. Nobody's listening. This was all your idea, right? All of the award, right?
100%. 100%.
No. We know that you're part of the team over there. So, please extend the Connoisseur Media family congratulations to all of your colleagues over there at Eversource. This is a big deal, isn't it?
It sure is. This is our ninth time actually winning the Energy Star Partner of the Year Award, so we're very excited about it.
So the 2023 award recognized Eversource and Avangrid subsidiaries for several programs designed to help customers save energy. I know over the years, and even as recently as just a few months ago, we've had representatives from these companies on the program talking about a number of these initiatives. So let's, if you would, help us learn a little bit more about them, if we've forgotten or if folks hadn't been listening in the previous programs. Among the key accomplishments that you were honored for were providing incentives for 888 pieces of Energy Star certified equipment. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we have many programs where we provide Energy Star equipment incentives and rebates. As you mentioned, nearly 900 pieces of Energy Star certified products were installed last year. That's about a 17% increase from the year prior. And those products range. They can be anything from certified gas boilers, furnaces, gas water heaters, heat pump water heaters, heating and cooling equipment. But we also have rebates and incentives in the food service department, which also saw an increase of about 50 to 55% from the year prior. And those different kinds of food service equipment serve gas and electric and also water. And some of those products include dishwashers, fryers, ice makers, ovens, and things of that nature.
Very good.
A lot of products came through our programs last year.
So let's stop you there and break off into a conversation that is on a lot of people's minds in my circle. You know, a lot of folks are remodeling their, folks aren't selling their houses like they were a few years ago. They're staying home and investing and turning their investments inward to making their homes better. And part of that for a lot of homes is redoing things in the kitchen. So there's been all this talk about, gas and electric appliances, particularly stoves. Are you in a position to talk a little bit about how the gas stoves and ovens of 2024 and the Energy Star rated gas cooking appliances can do the job and achieve energy efficiency?
Absolutely. I mean, there are still tons of appliances in the kitchen that are Energy Star certified, that our programs continue to support, and we encourage all of our homeowners in Connecticut to invest in those products if they don't already have them. And in addition to that, there's other services through other programs within our residential community that we offer in the house, things such as weather sealing, weatherization, insulation work in the house. Because as we're heading into the summer, we always have to be forward thinking and always concern ourselves with the following winter. So we want to make sure that a lot of our homes are making sure that things are getting tight, things that windows and things like that are air sealed properly, that the attics are insulated ahead of the next winter season, which will be here before you know it.
Very good. Oops, I just closed something on myself here. Sorry about that. Come on. So one of the other areas that you had briefly mentioned was in food service, a massive increase in participation in that arena, right?
Yes. So as I mentioned, our food service specific equipment program saw about a 55% increase in the number of products that we were able to process through different rebates in our programs. This led to actually a 32% increase in overall energy savings. Now, the great thing about the Energy Star certified food service appliances, they can reduce natural gas, electricity, even water consumption, in some cases by up to 75%, and save customers as much as $5,300 a year in their energy costs. So it's amazing what we can offer to our food service programs.
So are these, when you say food service programs, are these like institutional and like school cafeterias and things like that?
They could be. You know, we do service a lot of small, medium-sized businesses. We have programs that serve that community as well. It could be anywhere where there's a commercial kitchen where you would need not a standard refrigerator, although we do have programs for Energy Star refrigerators, but more of a commercial refrigerator, something a little bigger, things like griddles, ice makers. I think, you know, hotels and hospitality can also benefit and have benefited from these programs, and also large commercial dishwashers. Again, hospitality is a customer that comes to mind, but also small businesses, restaurants, and things of that nature that utilize those types of equipment.
So how do, in your capacity and in your position as the manager of energy efficiency, how do you go about reaching out and canvassing these businesses that resulted in such a significant a result, this 55% increase in equipment? I mean, those are some major investments in some cases in some very big players in the food service industry.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's a couple of avenues that we have. We do have community partnership initiatives with different towns and municipalities where we like to reach out to the community and raise awareness about the different solutions that we provide in our different programs. We also like to provide assistance to our small business customers through our small business energy efficiency program, where we actually have vendors that represent Eversource that go out into the field and conduct energy assessments at no cost for these customers and are able to offer incentives and rebates for the equipment if the opportunity is available. And many times it is.
So if I am a food service operator, particularly a medium to smaller business or a mom and pop type of operation, and I haven't heard from Energy Star yet, where could I go to learn more about the opportunities to partner on Energy Star acquisitions for my business?
Well, first off, I want you to give me a call, that's for sure. But if you can't do that, I would recommend going to energizect.com, and you can check out all the different offerings through our programs for whatever type of business you are. But we also have a number, 877-WISE-USE, WISEUSE, which is our number where you can call, and our call center folks can tell you everything about our programs and funnel you to the right project team that can help you depending on what kind of business you are.
Very good. Ricky Jordan is with us. He's the manager of energy efficiency for Eversource here in Connecticut. They just earned their 9th Energy Star Partner of the Year award, this national recognition coming right home here to the folks at Avangrid and at Eversource. and their affiliate companies. We are going to come back and talk to Ricky a little bit more about the third element that qualified for this Partner of the Year award, as well as to remind you of some important information about Energy Star Appliances and a couple of other programs available to you through Eversource and Avangrid and their affiliates. We'll be right back with Ricky Jordan. Stick with us. We'll help you save some money. Hey, do you volunteer for or receive services from any of the hundreds of nonprofit agencies, community groups, and grassroots organizations in our region? Or maybe you're just looking for ways to help. If your favorite nonprofit is hosting a fundraiser or community building activity, or you'd like to find a nonprofit to support in your neighborhood, just go to our radio station website, hit the events tab, and find one, or discover some of the many causes supported by Connoisseur Media. I'm John Voquette, your public affairs director here at Connoisseur Media, and we'll be back to the award-winning For the People right after this. Well, since we opened up our program today talking about communities in the greater Naugatuck Valley, Waterbury and South, let's talk about the Great Give. So far, more than 57 Valley nonprofits, more than ever before, have signed up to participate in the 2024 Great Give on May 1st and 2nd. This 36-hour online fundraising extravaganza was created by the Community Foundation for Greater New Haven, and it unites donors with area nonprofits in a fun and engaging way, raising money and awareness for these nonprofits and causes with valuable matching funds and prizes from the Community Foundation, the Valley Community Foundation, and other generous sponsors. Last year, the Great Give raised more than $3.4 million for a record number of 519 nonprofits in these areas. And you know they need it. So we hope you'll participate. Registration for nonprofits to participate closes April 23rd. And to donate to nonprofits during the Great Give, you can go to thegreatgive.org between 8 a.m. and on May 1st and 8 p.m. on May 2nd. And you can also register as a nonprofit at the same website, thegreatgive.org. We are back, and Ricky Jordan is with us. He's the manager of energy efficiency for Eversource. They just earned their ninth Energy Star Partner of the Year Award. This national recognition was provided because of their work equipping customers with a variety of energy efficiency programs and resources that helped them reduce their energy usage and lowered their energy bill. We could all use a little bit more money in our pockets, whether we're homeowners or a business operators, corporate managers, et cetera. We talked about the 17% increase in unit sales of Energy Star certified equipment. We talked about the 55% increase in pieces of equipment rebated to food service programs. Ricky, now we're going to roll out the big number, 166% increase compared to 2022 in the heating, cooling, and water heating programs that saved over 860,000 kilowatt hours for folks here, thanks to their utilizing the Energy Star program. What does that mean?
Well, that means a lot. That's a lot of savings for those customers, a huge increase in uptake from the year prior. Heating and cooling, you know, maybe the most important thing for a business or for a homeowner. You know, what we did last year in terms of those numbers, those great numbers that you mentioned, 860,000 kilowatt hours savings annually just based on Energy Star certified equipment alone, not to mention all the additional savings that a lot of those customers saw from participating in other programs that we have. But that was the equivalent to avoiding the greenhouse gas emissions that would arise from driving over 1.5 million miles in a gas-powered car, which is tremendous. And when it comes to heating and cooling, we're talking about things like central air conditioning, boilers, heat pumps, thermostats, room ACs, even geothermal heat pumps, which is starting to, you know, to pick up some momentum these days. Lots of opportunities in the heating, cooling, and water heating areas, and we're doing a great job to serve our customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, when customers of any stripe are shopping or marketing for appliances and other energy-consuming products for their homes or business, and they see the Energy Star label, I think it kind of it says it all to some respect that, you know, this appliance kind of rises above others in terms of energy efficiency. But what is Energy Star?
Well, Energy Star was started in the early 90s. It's basically a way to certify products that go above and beyond in terms of saving energy. There's tons of equipment that's manufactured across the world. But when we think about Energy Star, energy savings, energy efficiency, we're looking at equipment that does a little better, that can still do what it needs to do, but use less energy to do it. And the savings over the lifetime of installing those products is more than worth the initial investment that customers make. So when you see the Energy Star logo, you're in the right place.
Very good. Well, we like to think the 9th Energy Star Partner of the Year Award was built in part on the quality of the people like Ricky who promote it and the momentum that they've built over the prior 8 awards, these national recognitions. But also, something new happened last year, and that was the Community Partnership Initiative. Ricky, what's that initiative involve?
I first want to make a comment about what you said about the teams that we have at Eversource. Mm. Can't say enough about the team that we have and the support that we give to our customers and our local communities. It's just a pleasure to be a part of this organization. The Community Partnership Initiative is an initiative that we set up with towns and municipalities where we leverage local knowledge and relationships within those communities to raise awareness and increase participation in all of our energy efficiency solutions and programs that we have. We particularly focus on customers that do reside in environmental justice communities and have not had access to these programs in the past, because we've seen that those are the customers that really need it. Right now, we're in our second round of the initiative because of all the success that we had in our first round. We've actually doubled the number of community project teams for this second round. And we have 17 project teams in place right now. And these teams are led by a variety of just amazing, amazing people, different entities, nonprofit organizations, local committees within the towns and municipalities, chambers of commerce, civic association, the list goes on. And currently, as we speak, different outreach strategies are being put in place and being developed, and we're rolling them out with different communities and looking to engage them and do some serious work in 2024. And hopefully, John, you and I are here in 2025 having the same conversation.
Well, that'd be awesome. But in the meantime, you're also engaging Connecticut's youngest audiences and teaching them about being good stewards of our environment and good stewards of their own finances through programs, including this Energy in Action mobile exhibit. Let's spend just a minute or two talking about these education programs.
It's amazing what we're doing right now in high schools and in schools. You know, as someone that's been in the industry, not to age myself, but a little over 17 years now, if I had learned what I know now back in school, it's incredible. I've had the privilege of being around a lot of these schools and meeting a lot of these kids and the things they're learning, the capacity to learn. I almost forgot, being a little older myself, the capacity to learn for young individuals is just amazing. But as you mentioned, the Energy in Action mobile exhibit, it's an interactive energy-saving experiment. One example, we have folks get on a stable bike and see how much they can pedal to generate energy. And this exhibit has been visiting schools and communities all throughout the year. I've got it going on right now, actually, as we speak. And it's just a way to kind of just keep spreading the word on what energy efficiency is, what it means, and how you can play a part, whether you're in school, whether you're a professional, just how you can do what you need to do to help not just your community, help the state, and then obviously, you know, help the planet.
Very good. Well, folks, if you want to be increasing the efficiency of appliances and energy consuming devices in your home, if you're a food service or a business and you'd like to do the same, save some money, create more efficiency, as well as kind of stemming, you know, your environmental output. Or if you'd like to learn more because you're a principal or an educator or a PTA member and you'd like to bring the Energy in Action mobile exhibit to your school, you can go to energizect.com or call 877-WISE-USE and tell them Ricky Jordan sent you. Ricky is our guest this morning for this segment. He's the manager of energy efficiency at Eversource. Ricky, thank you so much for all the information this morning, and best of luck. Our fingers are already crossed for award number 10, Partner of the Year award in 2025. So I hope we will be talking to you again. If not, yeah, if not sooner, at least for this next round next year. So thanks so much for your time this morning.
And thank you, John. I really appreciate giving the opportunity to speak to your audience and continue to spread the word.